First Timers 4-Pack, Books 17 through 20. First Time Erotica, Rough Sex Erotica, Age Gap Erotica. Written by Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Sierra Klein.
Taking his thickness on the construction site. First Timers 17. Rough Sex Virgin Erotica, Alpha Male Erotica. Summer was here, and it was hot. Not your average heat, you understand, but the kind of sweltering 21st century global warming kind of heat. It barely made sense to wear clothes. Stephen had gone to work earlier that morning, and his wife, Gloria, was busy with some housework before she headed in to do her job at midday. I rented a room off them to help out. It was kind of weird at first, living with an older couple, but we all got used to each other eventually.
"Do you think you can do me a favor today, Lacey?" she asked as I walked through the lounge in my long t-shirt and panties.
"What is it?" I asked, narrowing my eyes. She had a habit of turning one of my days off into a chore.
"Stephen forgot his lunch this morning," she said. I wondered.
"I'll drop it off to him," I said quickly.
"Oh," she said, surprised. "Thank you."
She looked confused. It was rarely this easy to have your 19-year-old lodger do something that you wanted her to, but I always liked dropping in on Stephen at work. He worked in construction and roadworks, and living in L.A., there were always plenty of both. Subsequently, he was always pretty rushed off his feet. For the past few weeks, though, he was working on a particular street, and I knew exactly where to find him. Gloria followed me into the kitchen as I fixed some breakfast.
"I'd drop it off myself, but I'm rushed off my feet and have to make it across town to work, and I'm..."
"Gloria, it's fine," I said calmly. "I don't mind, really." Already I was excited. Earlier this year, I dropped in on him to surprise him for his birthday. The reaction from his coworkers was raucous enough for him to pretty much scare me out of there. I mean, those guys were rampant. You'd think they'd never seen a woman before. He scolded me when he got back from work later that evening, having no doubt endured an entire afternoon of shit from his friends. I found the attention flattering to know that all of those older guys were thinking of me like that. Gave me a special kind of power. Despite being 19, I'd never really gone all the way with a guy before. I'd sucked exactly one cock in my time and had a couple of fingers inside me, but as far as my virginity went, well, it was definitely still intact. Bringing guys back here wasn't easy. Truthfully, it was getting to the point where I'd fuck anyone who showed me an interest. I'd hoped today might be a chance for me to once again garner the attention of a mature, experienced alpha male that could show me the ways and get rid of this cursed virginity that was beginning to plague me. I wanted it done, just to get over the pressure of it all. After breakfast, I skipped excitedly upstairs and selected an outfit for my little mid-morning trip. I came back downstairs in my short summer dress and sneakers.
"You're going like that," Gloria said.
"Like this, or not at all?" I shrugged, hoping to stifle an argument before it flourished.
"You remember last time?"
"Last time?"
"I don't think Stephen will be pleased."
"He'll be less pleased without his lunch." I shrugged, and I picked his lunchbox up from the kitchen counter and went to the door.
"Tell him I said hey," she said.
If only that was all I did to him. I drove slowly across town, fiddling with the air conditioning in my clunker. Stephen and Gloria had treated me for my 19th birthday, and I guess it was better than nothing. I mean, it worked. Kinda. Eventually, I downed the windows, savoring the brief moments in which I could build enough speed to cool me down. They were few and far between. By the time I made it over to the street he was working on, I was dappled with sweat. I parked up close amongst some of the workers. The foreman recognized me immediately.
"Lacey," he said. Sample complete. Ready to continue?